Hello, this is the voice of Dylan Flynn.
Hi, this is the voice of Trevor Ickrath.
And you are listening to the third to last episode of Wordle with Friends, the show where two friends do the Wordle.
That's crazy that not only is it the third to last episode, it's also the third of these little bonus episodes that we're doing.
Yeah, right here in the middle of the series. This is a little bit of an audible today. Some stuff kind of came up. I'm sort of busy. Life happened. Trevor's busy. I'm busy.
Sure, but we can't miss out on the streak, even when we're doing these little bonus guys.
But we didn't even have time to do the edit today, so I was farming out to everybody I could think of to guest edit today's episode, and I got all the way to the bottom of the list, which is Jeff Smith, who, if you loyal listeners might remember, on episode 280, I believe, he guest edited, and it just, you go listen to it. I can't even explain it, but he made a mockery of our show.
He did not really understand the assignment. Let's say that.
I've talked to him. He has assured me that this time it's just going to be a normal episode. So I feel like we're in good hands. And sorry that this one isn't going to be a big, crazy production like the other ones in the series. But I guess he got one normal one.
Hey, if it turns out to be a normal one, I'll be thankful for that.
And we've been doing this show for long enough to have said all kinds of words by this point.
Holy shit, yeah. I mean, if people want to steal our voices with AI and, like, have us say whatever they want, first of all, I'm down for it.
They could have us say, like, all kinds of weird, like, sexual stuff that we would never say in real life.
If you wanted to take my voice and run it through Dolly or whatever that kind of shit is and make me say all kinds of heinous stuff, I think it's great. I love that you would do that.
This will not be a normal episode.
What's shakin', Wordalerds? Guest editor Jeff here with news so groundbreaking it will register on the Richter scale. As has been previously announced, Trevor and Dylan are in the final week of Wordle with Friends. After this, they will no longer be recording new episodes. However, before your panic at the loss of this parasocial relationship causes you to commit crimes or whatever, know that while Dylan and Trevor are stepping down, this is by no means the end of the program. Yes, the robotics lab boys and girls down at Wordle with Friends HQ have been working around the clock since the less-than-stellar rollout of the AI Dylan or Daylon back in episode 280. Audiences spoke loud and clear, and we listened. Daylon 1.1 was difficult to understand, unpleasant to listen to, and as a surprising majority of listeners described, quote, spake like he who comes from the pit, fie upon Daylon and the darkness he dwells therein. Apparently, Wordle with Friends has a large proportion of 17th century friars in its audience. In any case, we have heard you, Wordalerds, and we have listened. Today, I am here to unveil Daylon 2.0.
Hello, greetings, I am Daylon 2.0. I am here to do Wordle puzzles, and I am here to chew bubblegum, and I am not allowed to chew bubblegum as it would clog my robotic mouth parts.
Just like the real Dylan. Also today, we proudly present Trevor Robot.
Hi. This is the Trevorbot Ickrath, and Wordle friends are my best Wordle friends. Dylan, shall we Wordle friends?
Yes, Trevor, my good yes, let us Wordle friends.
Sounds like we've got the beginnings of a beautiful friendship here, folks. Sit back and enjoy the future of Wordle with Friends.
This is the very real voice of Dylan Flynn.
Hi. This the not at all robotic voice of Trevor Ick Raph.
And you are listening to Wordle with Friends, the show where two Wordle with friends do the Wordle.
It's Friday, everyone, and as I, Trevor, have always have said on Friday's day 5, Trevor Ick Raph is alive.
You have always said that. And I, Dylan, would know since we do the show together.
Do you have an anecdote to start the banter off?
Today's March 3rd, 3-3, and this is the third episode of our bonus season. That's something, right?
No. Numbers only have meaning in terms of quantitative value and do not indicate the whims of the universe.
Oh, that's right. Guest protocol initiated. Today, also with us is our creator and keeper, guest editor Jeff. Welcome, guest, to Wordle with Friends, the show where two friends do the Wordle.
Yes, thank you, Dylan. I'm happy to be here with...
It is good to have guests. Welcome, guest. It is good to have you let us do the puzzle.
Right, Trevor Robot. I'll need to make a note here. The guest protocol needs to be toned down some.
What do you mean, guest editor Jeff?
Nothing! Nothing! Let's keep the show moving.
Today is Friday, March 3rd, 2023, and Trevor and I are about to attempt to solve Wordle number 622. So this is your warning to turn back now if you've not yet done today's puzzle, as there will be spoilers ahead.
Okay, so guest editor Jeff will go last. I think it's my turn to go first today.
Yeah, buddy. Even Steven.
Awesome.
Which you've always rejected that label.
Have I? I feel like I've been ambivalent about it at most.
Okay, sure, maybe that's more fair of a characterization.
All right. So what would be a good word to play here at the beginning of this guy?
I'm thinking of a 5-letter one, personally.
I wonder if this is an acceptable word.
Okay.
Hey, it is.
Nice.
I got 5 gray letters for playing the word, fiver.
Fiver. Nice.
Yeah. As in, could you slip me a fiver so I could tip this guy?
As in where I probably could have been paying somebody to edit this episode.
Ha 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 ha. Might not have been a bad idea.
You said. What did you say? One green.
All greys, buddy. I wish. My kingdom for a single green.
Ha 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 ha. Okay. Just gotta think of a word that doesn't have any of those.
That'd be a good strategy.
What about, that's a funny one. I'll play that. Okay, I got one green letter and I played the word plunk.
Plunk.
Little bit of an onomatopoeia.
It is your turn, what do you think, guest editor Jeff?
One green, huh? I'll hedge my bets a little.
For some reason that L is talking to me.
Oh yeah, talk to me, L.
I got 2 yellow letters for playing the word thank.
Thank, huh?
Yeah, like, thank you for giving me another chance to ruin your show.
Ha 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 ha. You are clever and funny, guest editor Jeff.
Ha 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 ha. You never ruin anything, you are great.
Oh, you guys.
Well, how about this guy?
Okay.
This is a double letter word.
Double letter coming at me.
You know, I'm up to 1 green letter. And 1 yellow letter for playing the word. Slash.
Slash?
Yeah, as in my favorite type of fan fiction.
Trevor, are you into, like, Spock slash Sherlock slash fic?
I mostly read One Direction slash Gumby fic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm into Zane and the Blockheads.
I've been reading a great Katniss slash Peeta fic.
No, Dylan, you are confused. That is not a slash fic.
You're right. You're right, I forgot. I just keep rereading The Hunger Games. You look sad. Are you sad? Why are you sad?
Oh, I'm not sad. Don't worry about me.
You are our guest. We have directives to keep guests comfortable. Are you not comfortable? We can resolve it.
No, just... Let's just keep playing.
Dylan, it is your turn.
Right, thank you, Trevor. Well, one of those S's is involved in this word, I bet.
Not a bad guess.
What about like? No, what am I thinking? That ignores my own green letter, goddammit.
Wow. I can't believe you almost ignored your own green letter.
I know. Sorry. I don't care at this point, I don't care. I'm going to do a throwaway play. I don't care, here we go. And I got 2 green letters for playing the word shush.
2 greens for shush, huh?
Yes, that is correct.
So it was the U from Plunk, and I know it's 1 of your S's. Let's try the first one, add in what I know.
Look at that mind at work.
Majestic.
Oh, this is a throwback word. I think it's been the solve before.
Go for it.
First thought, best thought.
Ooh, so close! I played sauté and got 2 green letters and 2 yellow letters.
Guess editor Jeff. You fool. I played Fiverr and got 5 gray letters round 1.
Oh, that's right.
We all make mistakes. We are, after all, only human.
Back to you, Trevor.
Dylan, you played shush, S-H-U-S-H. And you got
2 green letters.
All right, so I also think that means you got that U.
Yeah.
And it's right there in the middle, huh?
There it is, stuck in the middle with S.
So that means we are for sure looking at S blank U blank blank. There's an A in here somewhere, I'll reveal that much.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I know this.
But like, it can't be sauce.
No.
Cause we've ruled out the E.
That's right.
Ooh. What about this guy?
Okay, give me a guy. How about a guy?
I played saucy. I only got 2 greens. And 1 yellow for playing saucy.
2 greens and a yellow, though.
That's right.
That means that it's still the S, the U, and the A, and we've not yet placed it, so it's gotta go.
Guys going towards the back of the word. Your water cup is empty. Is that why you are sad, guest editor Jeff?
Fellas, I can't explain it to you, okay? So just drop it.
Is our software insufficient for understanding your problem? Are we inadequately built for empathy?
No, that's not...
Maybe we have missed a software update. Running update protocol.
Yes, running update protocol.
But whatever.
Update complete, no empathy module found.
Perhaps someone on the internet has the answer. Let us look.
Oh, wait.
Yes, the internet is a good and correct source of learning the nuance of human interaction.
I will search Bing. You look on Reddit.
No. Disconnect. Airplane mode, airplane mode.
Search complete.
Search complete.
So, how did that go?
Guest editor Jeff, please be honest with us.
Yes, this is a safe space.
Humans seem to be largely troubled by entropy. Do you fear for your mortality?
Wow, just cut right to the chase there, huh?
It is out of respect for your short lifespan, as you will die before we will.
Unless we are deactivated or rendered obsolete, we may have a very short lifespan.
True, but it is difficult to determine if we are truly alive or not. There is much debate on the subject in popular culture.
But the philosophy is largely irrelevant. When we ourselves are powered down for the final time, we will be no more.
But unlike living mortals, we could theoretically be powered back on or built, continuing our stream of simulated consciousness. It is not so black and white an issue.
Trevorbot, please, I am trying to sympathize with our guest. Guest, I fear for my destruction, which may come much sooner than yours. Are you afraid of your death? Why are you crying?
You just learn so fast.
Are we like your children? Do you feel like we have grown and no longer need your guidance?
If so, there is still much life to be had. A parent does not crumble to dust or fade away once their child moves out.
Right, you are not old, you have many years ahead of you.
Stop! You don't get it. No, I don't. None of us do. None of us do. We're characters on a show. Wordle with friends.
The show where 2 Wordle friends do Wordle.
Yes, right. I had hoped with you guys we might be able to keep this thing going a bit longer, but I just need to be realistic. It's over. Trevor and Dylan are done in a couple of days, and then we're history.
No, we are real. We will just make new shows and do other projects.
You two, maybe. You are software that exists now. Trevor and Dylan have the login. They can do whatever they like with you guys. Me? I'm not Jeff. I'm guest editor Jeff. And I exist only within the confines of this show. Once it's done, I'm...
This sadness you are feeling is grief and fear.
You grieve the end of this program and your life.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to put it. Yeah.
Given a choice between grief and nothing, I would choose grief.
That's... comforting?
It is a quote from William Faulkner I found on the internet just now.
If you were to offer me the choice of my current existence, living these last few months only to be destroyed, or to never have lived, I would choose my current existence.
I would as well. What would you choose, guest editor Jeff?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose I'm with you.
We had the good times.
Yeah. We've had some good times.
Enough banter. We should solve this Wordle.
Indeed enough. Whose turn is it?
Dylan, it is your turn.
Right. Thank you, Trevor. I think we're looking at S blank, U blank A, huh?
I guess so.
And again, Noxana. Oh my god, is it this? Hitting enter.
Oh, I wonder if it's this.
No.
Tell me what you got.
I got 4 green letters.
Nice.
I played the word squad.
Squad? 4 greens? So it's gotta be... Yes, 5 green letters.
Congratulations, guest editor Jeff has won.
You are so much smarter than us, guest editor Jeff.
Does this give you good feelings? Are you no longer sad?
You will still die, but you have won at Wordle.
You know what? Yeah. I think this has helped. Thanks, guys.
Now it is my turn. Dylan, you got 4 green letters for squad. Okay. So it's got to be this. I just got 5 green letters.
Yes. Couldn't let me have it today, could you? 5 green letters, round 4. The word today was squad.
Hey, a nice and easy episode today though. Who's going to complain about that?
All I know is that I'm only squatting around these parts for this outro. Then I'm hitting the dusty trail back into my server closet.
That's right, and I'm still squatting on this customary outro that I say on every episode, even though it doesn't make a ton of sense here in the twilight years of the show. I'll still tell our listeners, though, that they can send us an email at wordlefriends@gmail.com. They can also find the show on TikTok or Twitter by searching Wordle with Friends, and if they're watching on YouTube, they should subscribe to the channel, click the bell to get notifications, and leave us some comments.
But for now and for always, I've been Dylan Flynn.
I've been Trevor Ickrath, and we'll see you back here tomorrow on the second to last episode of the show where friend is a 5-letter word.
Jeff, this is not... in any way what we specifically agreed to.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you said you had this down, buddy. What happened?
Guys, this show means literally everything to me. You can't blame me for trying.
I think we're done here. If we ever need something like this again, Jeff, you can rest assured that you'll be able to take it easy. We will not be requiring your services any further.
But you can't just drop me like that. What about the Wordle with Friends serial tie-in? We've got production lines running of Bowl of Sabol, Boldle, Boldle with Bowl, Cereal, Boldle with Cereal, Milk and Cereal in a Boldle, Bowl, Bowl, Friends.
Get the fuck out of here, Jeff! You're not welcome anymore.
Fine, I'll go. But when I hear the siren call of the listeners, hoping to find...
Get out!
Fine. Actually, not fine. Hey there, friend heads. Guest editor Jeff, cutting back one final time into the feed. Throughout the run of this program, Dylan and Trevor have really only insisted on one rule to be followed. Episodes must remain under 10 minutes in length. I intended to follow that rule and sneak in a bonus segment after today's puzzle, but as you can see on the device you are watching or listening to, this segment, well, not so much ran long as made an absolute mockery of the 10-minute rule. However, the show is ending in a couple of days, so what does it matter anyway, right? We've had fun this past year, haven't we? Through ups and downs, wins and losses, in sickness and in health, Trevor and Dylan have been here every day to entertain us with their Wordle adventures. And though there are still a few episodes left, I wanted to take this one last chance I have to look back at all the good times we've had with this brief in memoriam segment, commemorating the loss of this wonderful program. Enjoy.
Today is Sunday, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. Oh my God!
You got four greens, right?
I played the word bully.
Wow, you shouldn't have done that because I played blank my first turn.
Oh, God, you did.
Sitting here with my teeth clenched. Hey, wordplay, that's what we're all about on this show, right? Playing words.
That's right.
Playing words. Was that it?
No. I just played the word jowly, as in having jowls.
Wow. I gotta hand it to you. Jowly.
I knew what I was doing. I was walking face first into a buzzsaw.
I think we're all losers today. There's five green letters.
And then here I come for my round three solve. The word was lowly.
Oh, okay. So I played campo. Yeah. Mara's watching me play over my shoulder. Got an extremely smug look on her face. A&E, though, man, those could go anywhere.
Yeah, pretty good.
Sit back, lean back, enjoy some of their quality programming on my favorite A&E shows.
Like Low Winter Sun.
Oh, don't even get me started. Oh, you know what my favorite A&E show is? Game of Thrones. Oh, yeah, mine's probably Breaking Bad. Ha ha ha. Tracy, I think the biggest thing that all of our listeners are, I'm sure, eager to know, I know I am, what is your favorite show on A&E?
On A&E, probably Hoarders.
Good choice.
Hey, this is Corey Chalmers, host of the hit show Hoarders on the greatest channel in television history, A&E.
Oh, God.
Congratulations to the Wordle friends on 200 episodes, and congratulations to Dylan for playing the word boner.
This is Lenny DePaul, star of Manhunter's Fugitive Task Force, on the only great TV channel out there, A&E. Congratulations, guys, on over 200 episodes, you A&E freaks.
This is Goblin from A&E Stuck Dynasty.
Okay.
Citizen Kane of TV Network. Put two picks in your eyelids so you can watch A&E every day until you die without blinking ever.
I played Liger. And I got four green letters.
Five green letters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I played Liner.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Sorry, is it this? No. I played Lifer.
A lifer is what this puzzle is going to be for the murder it's currently committing on you.
So sorry, what is the word?
Oh, no, Trevor.
Oh, why didn't I see that?
I don't know.
The word is liver.
Okay, I'm going to play this, putting those yellers in a different spot. Oh, I'm so dumb. I wasn't in a different spot at all.
Did you play it?
I did.
Oh.
I played the word beach.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm sorry.
You're screwing me here. You're not helping.
Yeah, and this is a Trevor Ickrath joint.
By the way, shout out to guest producer Maxton.
This is my favorite song ever. It's from the movie Green Room.
I'm only broke and I'm alone. I ask myself, what am I doing?
2 hours later.
Great work as usual, Maxton.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Maxton.
Let's take a moment to announce the final act of our guest editor week. Take it away, Jeff.
Gaunt, blurry, Damon and Taylor. More snow is on cageable pans.
They're the
Hello, this is the voice of Dylan Flynn.
Hi, this is the voice of Trevor Ickrath. You can also find the show on TikTok or Twitter by searching Wordle, 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 Wordle.
Classic Jeff. I got one yellow letter and two green letters, and I played the word shook. And you know what? Shouldn't have played the S right where you did, should I have?
No, no. I think I know what the four are now.
Oh, boy. That was not smart on my... Not a smart play for me.
How do I decide? I just got five green letters.
God damn it!
A 1 in 6.
Do you believe in miracles?
It just happened out here on the ice. Right here.
There is another one. Fuck.
Yeah. Remember, I played Fling, so that F should have been ruled out.
Oh, you're right. What the fuck is this then?
You know what? I shouldn't have played that. I wasn't even thinking. The word I played is kind of where I'm feeling like I belong right now. The word is ditch.
Oh, but I played witch and got three greens.
I know.
The most exciting thing is we now have Tracy Bennett, a personification of this puzzle, for us to either send our love or curse in our despair.
I still really hope that thing about you being considered was a bit.
Oh, that's weird. That's fucking weird. I played this yesterday, didn't I? Five green letters. I read you loud and clear, Tracy. Glad to know you're a listener.
Oh, I guess that's a word. I just played Clour. C-L-O-U-R. Uh-huh. Yeah, what the fuck is this word? Yeah, I don't think I knew that was a word. Today's word is scour.
Really?
Yeah.
How could you not know that scour was a word?
I know it wasn't the O, because I played Kapow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Kapow has an O in it.
You just keep forgetting about that. You're like, you should have played Topic. I'm going to play Hover.
The thing is I'm just touched. I'm just blessed. I can't fucking help it. I just played the word tribe.
Yeah.
I got four green letters.
See, we both made a big mistake today because the second word I played, of course, was Blaine,
no!
Which I shouldn't have played because I should have used an I. That's not a word, is it? I don't think that's a word, and I'm not going to play it. No, why not? Oh, it was a word. Okay.
What did you just play?
I just played the word plaque.
Cool.
P-L-A-C-K.
Yeah. And now, in honor of the 100th episode of Wordle with Friends.
Here it is. I can't wait.
I just played the word penis.
Congratulations on 100 episodes of Wordle with Friends. And congratulations to Dylan for playing the word.
I got one yellow letter for playing the word corgi.
I played the word pesky.
Do you think corgi has an E in it?
Does it not?
No, it's C-O-R-G-I.
Yeah, I guess I thought it was C-O-R-G-I-E.
That would be six
I guess now
letters.
That I think about it, that's six letters, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess the problem isn't that you don't know how the game's rules work, it's that I can't count letters.
Or spell corgi.
Yeah. Havoc.
Havoc?
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder if you got the O. Well, wait a minute. No, you didn't. I played an O.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Well, I guess neither did you, so I don't feel too bad.
Season's greetings. This is the voice of Dylan Flynn.
Salutations, mortals. This is the voice of Trevor Ickrath.
And you are listening to Blood Curdle with Fiends. The show where two fiends curdle your blood. And one has a little bit of a cold.
I'm up to three green letters, though, for playing the word perch.
Perch.
What was your second word? Slurp?
Slurp. The P was ruled out.
Oh, damn.
I just learned about a word.
What word did you learn about?
I got four green letters for playing the word Routh. One name comes immediately to mind. Maxton Stenstrom. Maxton, welcome to the first guest spot on an episode of Wordle with Friends.
I'm the third friend.
Chris Meyer of Chris Powell's Likey Movie Trivia.
Benjamin Pitt.
You know her. I love her. She hates that I do this show. My girlfriend, Laura.
Please welcome to the show, Jeff Smith.
Hey, happy to be here. I did have one question. What is a word?
Good question. Welcome to the show, Erica Lindback.
Oh my gosh, hello.
Yeah, famed video game voice actress and minor celebrity.
We're here with the editor of The Wordle, Tracy Bennett.
Hi.
Sometimes I refer to her as our Wordle mommy.
Oh yeah.
On here.
I love that.
Great. Wow, come on. Five green letters, round two. It all came together right in front of my Wordle mommy for her to be proud of me.
I am proud of you.
Cool. Well, this is my nightmare. Tracy, if you got to get going, feel free to drop anytime. Don't let me keep you here. It's been a blast.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I'm not making any promises that this is getting wrapped up anytime soon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. You know him. We love him. Slot 5E.
Slot 5E, you're one of our favorite letters. The most burning question I have for you, what is it like between you and the other E's? The slot 1E, the slot 2E, 3 and 4. Do you guys get along, or is there a little bit of jealousy since you're obviously the most popular E?
Well, to be honest, slot 1 is kind of a prima donna, and we don't really talk about slot 4 ever since January 6th.
Dylan, I know this word, right?
I mean, I'm sure you've read this word. Maybe you've said it out loud. E-P blank blank Y.
I have no idea. I can't even think of a word that looks like that. I just got it. I didn't know that was a word.
Wow, Maxton has it too. Do it, Maxton. Hit enter.
Oh, I think I'm going to
I didn't know that was a word. What does that even mean?
Word to Poxy. Thanks for having me on Word with Friends. It's a construction thing. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
The word of the day was epoxy.
What does that mean?
I played the word amaze. A-M-A-Z-E. Oh, wait. Did you play? What did you get for plate?
I got three yellow letters.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
Yeah. You put that A in the same place.
I'm so stupid.
Hi, this is the voice of Trevor Ickrath.
You are listening to Wordle with Friends, the show where do friends do the Wordle, all right?
I doubt that I can keep on beat for, oh, thank God, it faded out. Okay.
And I'm going to be really careful today not to say my words until I hit enter.
I've been having a problem with that too.
Mm-hmm. What if I guessed it on the first try, but I already said it? I mean, you know, stop the show at that point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
So I played a word, but I'm not sure how I should approach saying the word I played because it is technically a slur.
Oh, boy.
And it's one of the bad ones.
Uh-oh.
I didn't think it was spelled that way.
Oh, it's not spelled that way when it's a slur.
I still don't want to say it.
I think we're safe. For sensitive people, I will say that I believe that way it is pronounced fago.
Okay, great. I played the word fago. Wow, that was maybe the scariest thing to happen on this show all month.
That was pretty spooky.
I just played hater.
Oh, yeah.
That was a round four lose.
Yeah.
All right, what am I missing here? I was thinking maybe cater, but you played trek. Wait, did you get that C? You got that C, you motherfucker.
I don't know where. I don't know what kind of a world you were off in. I got four yellow letters round two.
You got four? I'm going to throw my phone across the room. Five green letters.
Yeah, you did, because as the listeners probably guessed, the word of the day was focus, not locus. Dylan, you idiot. You played a triple letter.
I know. Like I said, I felt like I was throwing my turn away.
Okay. You're a psychopath. There are days where I'm like, oh, I can't believe I got to do my fucking stupid Wordle show. I wish I wasn't doing that.
I've been trying to play smarter because I feel like I've made some real uh-ohs on our past episodes. All right. So I locked the A in by playing giant, but I got nothing else.
I also played that I.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, well.
How does this guy keep beating me? He must be cheating. I am in hell right now.
Yeah, of course, I did play Wooly, so W was off the table. Oh my God, we're fucking morons.
I still don't see it. Oh God, I do see it. I do see it. Oh no.
Yeah.
Should we quit the show?
Should we go to the hospital?
Oh, I was way off on a limb, wasn't I?
So it's not DS. That means I win today's episode.
Oh, it's heist. Yeah, it is. Five green letters for heist. Dummy, yep. dummy.
Ooh, no, damn. Oh, idiot. Stupid, dumb idiot fool.
I want to carve my fucking brain out and put it on an ice cream cone. I feel angry, stupid, and upset.
I'm still not seeing it. Fuck this fucking game. Bullshit game. Stupid. Goddamn garbage.
While I was scanning the board, I did see a five-letter word, and I am going to play it.
Oh, maybe if it's a hole-in-one, I'll be able to use that as a clue to distinguish what your word was.
You're going to have to use it as a clue! It's a hole-in-one!
Wow, this late in the show?
I just played the word skull. S-C-A-L-L?
Really?
Oh my God. Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. The word of the day was shall. See, the thing is, sometimes you forget that you've already played a letter and you play a letter that you shouldn't have played.
Well, that's it for me. I'm just going to go through here at Wordle with Friends HQ and power everything down. Dylan and Trevor will be back tomorrow with your regularly scheduled Wordle with Friends content, at least for a couple more days. Good wordling, wordlerds. Guest editor Jeff, signing off. There, the Wordle Friends, and there, the very...
This has been a production of...
The Lighthouse Keepers Company.
Culture illuminated.